Hold on to your butt. Let's go!
To another episode of the Near Death Experience. Now today, I would like to acknowledge the first traditional custodians of this land, past, present and emerging. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Now, my guest for today, he is dynamic, he is Greek, and he's a sexy boy. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Erica.
You're welcome.
And it's actually sexy Greek boy.
Oh, sorry. Sexy Greek boy Nixon?
Levi Nixon. That's right.
Wow. Levi Nixon, have you ever had a reading?
No, I haven't, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We're in for a treat. I've got to wake him up. Going to see what spirits hang around a sexy Greek boy. Do you reckon the spirits that hang around you, they're also sexy?
I reckon that they are, for sure.
What's your gauge on sexy? Like, what has to be a sexy thing?
What would be someone sexy? I don't know, really. There's a lot of things that would be sexy to me. Like, everything about me is sexy. I'm not quite sure about you yet, but we'll, I don't know, over the next half an hour to an hour talking to you, I might bring you in on it.
Sorry, I don't think I'm your type anyway. Let's check out this reading, right? Ooh. So the first card you got is the card of intuition, which is actually kind of cool, and it's got Bat Island on it. So you're full of bats. Are you like nocturnal?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you like the nightlife. Ah, okay. And I feel like also with the tree, it's like very interesting. Trees are very obviously rooted in the ground. So do you find yourself as a grounded person?
Honestly, no. I find myself as more of someone that likes to spread their wings and just go.
Like a bat.
Mm.
But only at nighttime.
Only at nighttime. I am an insomniac.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I never got down to it. I've been to doctors and whatever, I've tried sleeping tablets, but they messed me up too much, so I just said, screw it, I'm not going to worry about that, and I'll just continue to be a night person. So every night, I don't go to bed until about 5 a.m.
How many hours of sleep do you get?
About 5.
Every day?
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Do you have nightmares?
No.
Well, then why can't you sleep?
I don't know.
I don't understand. I love sleep.
I wish that I could sleep.
Yeah, I bet. What a bitchy thing to say. Yeah, fuck this guy. He can't sleep. He's so stupid. He can't sleep. Sorry. That's... No, that fucking sucks.
You see... Being a sexy Greek boy right there, that's one thing you just gotta cross.
No sleep?
No sleep, making fun of the no sleep. Yeah, that's a cross. Yeah.
It's all right. We're not off for the tally.
We're not off to a great start. Yeah, Erica.
That's all right. But you want to know something that I find really interesting about this card is there's a lot of blues and greens.
Well, green is actually my favourite colour.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Wow, but you also wear a lot of blue.
Blue would be second.
Yeah.
Blue would be second for sure because I got to rep my country.
Yep.
The white and blue.
Yeah, so you're proud. You're very proud about
I'm
the culture.
I'm very proud of being Greek.
What's your favourite thing about being Greek? Like, why are Greeks... Like, every Greek person I meet, they're always like, no, I'm the superior race. I'm the superior race. Why? What makes it so good to be Greek?
The confidence. There's a confidence level that Greeks have that no other race has.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's bad confidence, good confidence, it is right up to frickin' here when everyone else is either here. Greeks, with confidence, they are right up the top.
You guys have pretty good food.
We do.
I like your lamb.
Our souves?
Souvlaki? Yeah, they're pretty good. And the fucking... What's that fucking sauce you guys put on everything? It's like your tomato sauce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like... I don't know. It's like got a lot of cucumber in it.
You mean you don't
it.
Know? You're Greek.
I know. I don't make it. I don't cook. I don't sit there. I'm not a chef.
No.
I just eat the food.
He just eats the food and the women cook the food, I bet.
That's how it is. In Greece.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately,
oh,
no.
You should go.
It's not... The economy there is trash at the moment, so... Oh. And if you're going to go there, you're just going to party. And, well, look, I could go and party, but I got business here.
What's your business here?
What's my business here?
Yeah.
My business here is to become one of the best wrestlers in Australia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think this card adds on to that because, hear me out, at the moment, you are grounding yourself in Australia to... establish yourself, right? To get a bit of credit. But I feel like once you do that, once you've kind of grounded yourself and learnt a way to listen to your intuition, because you got to listen to your intuition a lot with wrestling, right? I feel like once you really unlock listening to your intuition, you're going to have to spread your wings and go further. I feel like you're going to accomplish Australia pretty quick. And you're going to have to venture off. Because, like, in this card, there's three little bats. Two of them have their wings open fully. And I know you're in a tag team. So that's interesting. But also there's three little cocoon-like ones that are sleeping. So it's almost like you guys are sleeping and you guys are just resting. You guys are learning. You guys are kind of growing. But once you guys have outgrown here, you guys are going to spread your wings and you're going to fly. You guys are going to go places. So I think that's a really cool card to start with. And you've never had a reading before, and that's actually quite a good card. It's very pretty. And I think it's funny that it's a bat. You can't sleep, and they sleep during the day because they're weird. One time, I got attacked by a bat at a train station.
You got attacked by a bat?
Yes.
I've only ever had two encounters with a bat. One where I was in my gym during COVID. I turned my garage into a gym and a little baby bat flew in, and I don't know why it couldn't get out. I got this massive doorway with no door and then another one with a door.
Yeah.
And I left both open and it just kept flying around in circles and circles and circles. This was while I just started deadlifting, and it's just gone like, and it was so small. It was like this little guy here. Is it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
It's a guy. Just like this, like tiny, palm of my hand, just tiny.
Yeah.
Just go. Yeah, and eventually it got out. But yeah, that's the only time I'd ever actually been with a bat right in front of my face.
They're pretty cute.
They are, they're adorable.
Yeah, when they're not attacking you. I was coming home from the train station when I lived in Sydney, and it was early hours of the morning or late at night. Anyway, I was walking down this ramp and I had like a big coat on because it was very cold. And I had this coat and I'm walking and there was like a big tree near the ramp. And I like see this thing on the tree and it was like right here, like it was at my eye level. And I just turn and I look and it just fucking jumps at me. And I go like this, and as I go like this, it somehow goes under my coat and it gets wedged in between my shirt and my coat. So I'm like trying to fucking get this fucking bat out. People think I'm having a crack attack like in the middle of the street, because I literally ran on the road and I threw my coat off and then it was underneath my coat. And I was too scared to lift it up. And like literally right across the road from the train station was the cop shop. And I was like, I need my coat. I'm too scared to lift it up because I don't want to get attacked again. I'll just go ask the cop, right? Surely the cop will help. So I went into the police station and the police officer's like, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah. I've just been attacked by a bat and it's in my coat and it's on the middle of the road. Can you go get my coat? And he just like looked at me. He's like, I can't leave the station. I'm the only one here. I'm like, you're a liar. Go get my coat. Can you just please help me? He's like, no. I was like, ah, fuck. So I went out there. By the time I went out there, the bat was gone. I took my coat, but...
Did it shit all over your coat?
Surprisingly, no.
No?
No. I thought it would.
I call that a win.
Yeah, I didn't get shot on, but I did get attacked. But I think he was just more spooked, and I got spooked.
Maybe you spooked the bat.
I think so. Yeah. I could have. I should say sorry. If I ever see him again, I should apologize.
How long ago was it?
Maybe like 6 years ago.
He could be here with us in spirit right now.
Oh, maybe he's coming to say hey. Oh, he was pretty cute, but he wasn't little.
He was a big one.
Big. Like, he wasn't at palm of my hand. Like, he was like the size of a chihuahua. Like, it was a big fucking bat. And like, I like bats. Like, I think they're cool.
Do you like Batman?
Look, I don't hate him, but I think he's a bit of a pussy.
He's a bit of a pussy. Wow, I was going to say that Batman has the characteristics of a sexy Greek boy.
Why? Tell me now. Why is Batman a sexy Greek boy?
Because he's just the man.
How?
He doesn't need the superpowers. He doesn't need to be Superman. He doesn't need anything. All he needs is himself.
And all of his gadgets that his butler makes for him.
No. He does it all on his own. He does it all on his own.
Do you reckon that guy's a mechanic?
Yes. He's a man of... He does it all. Batman does everything. He builds it all himself. Have you seen the movies?
Yeah.
He definitely did get the tank from Lucius, but I'm telling you that the rest he builds himself.
So you reckon he's also like a scientist? As well as a mechanic.
Yeah.
To make all of these other gadgets.
He is highly educated.
Pop out. You reckon?
Yeah.
How could he get an education when both of his parents are dead?
He went to the classiest schools in Gotham. I'm telling you, Batman is the man.
He's going to die on this hill.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon, me personally, I think Spider-Man is a better hero.
He's a child. What can he do? Look at me. Webs.
I don't see fucking Batman doing that.
He doesn't need it.
Batman doesn't have parents.
Because Batman is a man. That's why. He doesn't need to be. He's not a boy.
Spider-Man?
No, that's a child.
It's not Spider-Boy.
That's a child.
Spider-Teen.
Spider-Man is a child.
Spider-Man.
I'm having none of it. Batman is the goat.
Spider-Man's better. He's completely independent. He can just come up with his own fucking gimmick in his room.
Batman would kick his ass.
I don't think so. I feel like Spider-Man would be, like, too slippery for him.
Nah, he'd have him figured out. No one could beat Batman. No one. Not even Superman.
Superman's also a pussy. I don't like Superman.
We'll agree on that.
Yeah. Fuck Superman. He's so fucking overrated.
Thank you.
Superman is... Like, why would you wear your undies like that? And like, then try to be cool.
The hope thing. Like, he's wearing it here. I get that. That's his people. That's his hope. But, like, I feel like it's just for him.
Yeah, he's like, so selfish.
Yeah, it's not even about the rest of the people there.
No.
It's not about his community. It's not about his people. It's just about him. Look at me. I wear the yes. Give the yes to everyone else. How about that?
Maybe the S doesn't stand for... Superman. Maybe it stands for Steve.
It stands for hope.
S?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It means hope, doesn't it?
I don't fucking know. I don't study Superman because I don't like him.
You know what? That's fair enough. No one likes Superman.
I just like the ones that I like, and I just watch the ones that I like, which is just Spider-Man.
Just Spider-Man. You're a Spider-Man, Mark.
Yeah! Am I wearing his socks now? I have, like, Spidey socks and everything.
No.
Yeah, I'm a Spidey Mark. He's cute.
Go Batman.
Yeah, well, are you gay for Batman?
No, I'm not gay.
He's gay for
Batman. If I was to be gay for anyone, though, it would be Batman.
You're getting pegged by Batman.
Peg
That's good shit. I'm going to pull you another card. I'm going to see where this, this reading goes. This is good shit. Ooh. All right, cool. So you got this other card you got is the waterfall card, and it's the card of release. But the thing that I like about it that adds to the first card is, are you, like, water is, like, a very emotional thing. So, like, if you're in a body of water and you're upset about something, you're going to be more upset about it because water just affects you differently. So it can heighten your emotions. It can make you more passionate. Are you a hot-headed person at all? Or are you a passionate person?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
What are you? Passionate or just like hot-headed or both?
I'm both. Both. 100% both.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon my passion makes me hot-headed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because I get so passionate about something, like let's just say wrestling, I'll get hot-headed over things. Oh, not like to everyone, but to myself. And yeah, like it doesn't overwhelm me, but like I do feel it.
Maybe
like,
you need a release. Some of that internal talking.
Maybe.
I feel like your passion help, like, how do I explain what this is saying? Your emotions and your passion and your drive, by you releasing some of that, like turning the tap on a little bit and letting that waterfall run a little bit, that waterfall of emotion, I feel like that's going to benefit your career because you're standing up for something that you believe in and the product that you believe in. And I feel like you need to do that a little bit more. I feel like by you doing that, that's going to release your career. You're going to be able to release your wings, spread your wings, because no one likes a pushover. And if you're passionate about something, if you don't like something that's being done or you think something that could be done better, I think you need to say something. And I think that's what the cards are telling you to do. Which is a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. They're very internal cards. They're very, like, yeah. They're a bit bitchy sometimes. But these cards are good because, like, this waterfall, it's a journey. So it's like you've got all of these passionate colors around it. So you got your reds and your oranges and your yellows, and these are all colors of passion and drive and like lust and just really high intense emotions. And then you've got your blue in the middle with your white, and white is very cleansing, but blue is very, it's also very cleansing, but blue is very calming. So it's almost like you're going to get a sense of calmness when you release a little bit of that tension, because it's about something you believe in, if that makes
right. Yeah, I got
sense.
You.
Yeah. But I feel like this waterfall is good because it's almost like landmarks, like it's taking you to different points. It's like if you release a little bit of energy here, that's going to open a way to get you over here. If you release a little bit more energy here, you're just going to take you down here. And then it's just going to keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. So that's pretty cool. Where do you want to go with wrestling?
Not really sure where I want to go with it. I know that I just want to be able to do it for a living, like as everyone does.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to do it for a living, live and breathe it, like every day. That's all I want. Like even at work, it's all I think about. It's all I'm at work, but I'm not actually at work.
I get it. Yeah.
Like,
do you have like a shit job that like it doesn't matter if you get fired because you're just watching wrestling all day?
I won't get fired because like I have a pretty important role there that no one else can really do. I'd have to train someone to do it. So I have the liberty to do whatever the fuck I want.
That's pretty good. So would you go overseas if you could make a living, or do you want to stay in Australia and make a living?
I'd go overseas.
Like, yeah?
Yeah. If I like if the opportunity came to go overseas and do it for a living, then I'd snatch it up.
Yeah. That's cool. Where would you want to go? Mexico? Japan?
Probably America.
America?
Yeah.
No, Mexico or Japan?
Like, I think I would happily do tours there.
Mm-hmm.
But for, like, place to, how do I explain this? A place to really hone my craft, I think that the audience in America would understand it a lot better than anywhere else.
Okay.
I would connect with that audience more than I would connect with the audience in Japan or Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think here we're very fortunate because we have a mix of all, and it's more like America here than anywhere else. So here I've been very fortunate to do my act, and it's gotten over in the way that I've wanted it to. And if I wanted to take that anywhere, it would be America, because that's probably where it would translate the best.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in America do you want to go? Anywhere?
Anywhere, it really, it doesn't matter.
Have you been there before?
No, I haven't.
Have you been anywhere in the world?
Only to New Zealand.
Only to New Zealand?
Yes.
Why?
I went to New Zealand for wrestling.
For wrestling?
Yes.
Where did you wrestle in New Zealand?
I went there to train.
Ooh!
Yes.
Why? What train? Where?
I went to Auckland to train at Fale Dojo.
How was that?
It was not fun at all.
Oh.
I was only there for a short time, and I tore my meniscus.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I had to come all the way back here.
Are you going to go back?
At the moment, there isn't a plan to,
mm-hmm.
but there, it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a possibility. Mm-hmm.
And when you were there, did you, like, what did you learn, like?
I wasn't there that long. I was more just settling in and getting used to the training there before my knee just gave out. Yeah.
Yuck! That sucks. That's sad. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's so depressing.
It was.
Sounds like Batman's life. It's fucking depressing and sad. You know what? Batman's a fucking emo. That's what fucking Batman is.
What's wrong with emos?
Look, I don't know, but they're just fucking annoying sometimes. It's just fucking whiny. Life's alright, guys.
Batman
all right?
Never
I want to kill myself too.
Batman
right.
never complains.
Fuck off! No. My parents are dead. At the first of every fucking episode, I'm an orphan. My parents are dead. I'm an orphan. No one loves me except this weird, creepy butler who's like three times my fucking age. Batman is a drainer.
You gotta stop with the Batman hate.
I can't! The cards want me to talk about it!
No.
The fucking spirits are literally telling me,
talk
about Batman!
You keep on Batman, I'm gonna have to wrestle you and not Sid.
I'll beat the shit out of you. That's fucking funny. Nah, that's good shit. I would like to wrestle you, that'd be fun.
Mm.
I'll wrestle anyone. But I'm not gonna hold back.
You're not gonna
hold
back?
Because
I'm
not a little bitch like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I don't need fucking gadgets like Batman. I got fucking real magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm real hot about Batman. I'm getting sweaty. It's like, oh brother, he's real.
You keep on Batman.
Yeah.
You keep on Batman. You keep it going.
He's so fucking annoying. All right, let's pull another card and see. I hope it's another bat. Oh, it's not a bat. Oh, it sucks. Ah. All right, cool. So you got the card. It's called Bandy Bandy. It's one of my favorite cards because it's called Bandy Bandy. And it's about two little snakes. Okay. They're cute as fuck, these little snakes. But it's about balance. And the thing I like about it is balance. By listening to your intuition, and by releasing these emotions that you feel so passionate about a bit more, you're going to find more balance. Balance both mentally, emotionally, physically, in the ring. You're going to have more clarity when you think. It's going to help you. It's going to give you balance. But the other thing I like about this card is the snakes are black and white. And what else is black and white in a wrestling ring? And don't you have a little bit of experience as a referee?
I actually do.
See, these cards are not a gimmick, all right? This isn't a gimmick. This is my life. So tell me about your experience in detail. I want all the minute details.
Everything, huh?
Tell me why bandy snakes with the stripes would come up.
It's almost like you set this up.
Dead set, I didn't. I fucking shook those cards. You can go back. I shook them. They're not in any order.
You sure you didn't pull
them? Look, this is number one. This is number two, and this is 36. Right? These are the numbers that we're getting. These are in order. It's not 1, 2, 3. It's 1, 2, 36. So I'm a lion. You can look under here. There's no plants. I'm not Chris Angel Mind Freak. I'm the real deal, motherfucker. So tell me.
Okay.
What's your experience as a referee?
My experience as a referee? Well, it was a very recent experience, actually. So, I worked at a show called Lucha Fantastica, and I refereed a match. It was a bra and panties match between the Wicked Witch and you.
Yes.
And I got stripped in that match. I had a diaper on.
Why were you wearing a diaper?
Because my balls got chopped off.
Why did your balls get chopped off?
Why did my balls get chopped off? Jeez, let me see if I can remember. Because I was helping my dog, and my dog lost the match. That if he lost, his balls would get chopped off. But instead, my balls got chopped off. So now I have no balls.
Yes.
They have been stitched up. I have recovered, but I have no balls.
You would have needed help putting on that nappy, right?
Yes. I had the help of my great great grandmother, Sid Parker.
I'm just doing Vampiro's nappy away.
Did he powder your bum before he
stopped smiling?
No, he went straight in, dry, raw.
He just raw dogged your asshole? Yeah. Oh, brother, you got a powder.
I still have a rash to this day.
You still have a rash?
Yes.
Are you sure that's from the nappy and not something else?
Oh, it might have been from his hand. That hand hasn't been cleaned in centuries. Fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, he doesn't, like...
It's green.
Yeah.
And it's...
It's infected.
Yeah, like, it just hasn't been cleaned. Like, yeah. It's not that hard. Just have a shower and clean it.
I don't think you understand what an infection is.
Yeah, probably not.
No. You can't just wash an infection away.
Yeah, you can.
It's not like you texter. It's not like you put texter on your skin and you...
You just wash it and then, you know, spray some Windex on it and it'll be fine.
Good reference. Do you actually use Windex for everything?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a... Do you drink it?
No, you don't drink it.
Cleans your guts?
No, no.
What do you put it on? Weet-Bix?
No, like if you have a rash on your ass, like I have, spray some Windex on it and it helps.
It's good shit. Wait, but I think you missed an important detail when you're talking about the referee, right? There's two snakes on this card. There's two referees in that match. You didn't finish the story. See, these cards don't lie. You guys think I'm fucking bullshit? This shit doesn't lie. Tell me why there was two before you have a near-death experience.
So, we had a backup referee if anything went wrong. And that referee was a midget. The King Chiquito.
God bless.
God bless. And he just might be the greatest character that I've ever met.
Why?
Why? Because he is a midget, and the first thing that he did when he walked in that door was had his arm out like this and said, "Who's got a drink? Get me a drink."
And then tapped his nose a couple of times.
Oh, he I think he loved a party more than the sexy Greek boy does. That's for sure.
He was... I don't actually think he was real.
Yeah?
I think he was just an entity.
We might need to call him up to see.
No, I don't think he wants us to
I don't think he
him.
Has a number, to
no,
be honest.
No, he lost his hat, remember? He wasn't leaving without his damn fucking hat. Boy, he was so coked up and drunk after he reffed our match. He lost his fucking hat. Wouldn't leave the locker room until he found his fucking hat.
He couldn't get that ref shirt on either. Someone had to put it on him.
He had one job to just referee, and he comes out with no shirt on.
I think my favourite part
was... He didn't even know how to count.
...was him trying to wrestle as well. His attempt at getting into the ring and being told, no, you can't wrestle.
Alright, bro. I have one. That was a fucking... That was one of the highlights of my career that day, and I'm very grateful you were there.
I will tell you something else, though. I actually have had a reading before, and it was from someone who was very, very close to me. I wasn't going to bring it up, but... See, here, that says, yeah, that's grandmother.
Yeah?
When I was younger, she used to pull out these cards, and... She would use just a normal deck of cards, and she would lay it out, 12 cards, you would pick it yourself.
Yeah.
And it would be in it was either 3 rows of 4 or 4 rows of 3, and she would use those cards to tell a story to, I think it was predict your future, or it was like tell you the path that you're on.
Yeah.
And there's probably more details, but I can't remember on the spot right now, but yeah, I just thought I'd share that with you.
That's awesome. You know, she was probably the one that was helping me do the reading.
You think so? That she's well, here in spirit?
Yeah, it was a very feminine energy. Like, but that could just be a karma.
Are you sure
energy.
That's not just because of Batman?
No, she hates Batman too.
You reckon?
Yeah, fuck yeah. She was the one that whispered in my ear and said, call him a pussy. And I was like, all right, I'll call him a pussy. I'll
she
call
would
pussy.
Definitely call Batman a pussy as well.
Yeah, of course she would, yeah.
She's got an attitude. She's a badass.
Yeah.
She got a tattoo at 65 years old.
Fuck yeah! That's cool as shit. Yeah. Now, your year?
Yeah.
So she's obviously in the other world.
Mm.
I have a question for you. Where do you think you go, or where do you think she went, when you die?
That is something I do not have an answer to.
Yeah?
I'm the type of person that just goes with the flow. So wherever I end up, I would just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Whether it's you just disappear, whether you go somewhere... I'm just going to go with it.
Do you not think that, like... Wait, I do have a question. Where do you think Batman's victims go?
Batman's victims?
Yeah, like the ones he
kills. Anyone.
Yes, he fucking does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Batman does he not kill.
Does Batman not kill?
No.
Oh. I thought he killed.
No.
Oh,
well. That's why he's a king. He's the jet.
Oh, my God. No, that's why he's a pussy, because he's not a killer. He's that cold streak in him.
Well, neither is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's killed.
He's not
sure
a killer.
Sure he has. No, he's not. He tries to avoid
he's
it.
He's a sweet boy.
He is. That's what makes him so nice and relatable.
But he's not a pussy.
Who?
Spider-Man.
No.
So he's a sweet, sweet child, but he's not a pussy.
He's not a child.
He's a child.
He's a grown man.
He's a child. I'm more jacked than him.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spider-Man makes twinks look like men.
Do you like twinks?
No! Why would I like twinks?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Nah, I don't like twinks.
Really?
Even though I am one.
I don't know. I thought you were more jacked than a twink. You just dobbed on yourself. He's a twink.
I got a beard. I can't be a twink.
Is Batman your dom? Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, I knew it. Do you have a Batman dildo?
Stop spilling my secrets.
Stop. No, I know what it is. When Batman wants to fuck, he puts his little, like, light up And then you look up into the sky and you're like, oh, Batman.
Yeah.
And you go to his house and he just fucking raw dogs you.
I fly there.
You fly there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're a bat too. That's right. But he only does it at night because Batman doesn't want the world to know that
Bruce Wayne.
He likes pussies. So he only does the calls at night. That's why you're nocturnal. See, I've worked it out. I've worked you out pretty fucking quick.
I'm a booty call.
Batman's booty call. Levi Nixon. Do you reckon Batman pays for custom matches?
Yes.
What fetishes do you reckon Batman has? Oh, he's definitely into, like, latex.
Well, he's got different kind of suits, so I'd say he's into a lot of shit.
Do you reckon Batman's, like... Nah, maybe Batman's, like, a super, like, sub-bitch.
I reckon
maybe,
he likes to wear wings. Like, bat wings. And I reckon he likes to flap them when he fucks as well.
Like, gives him a little bit of boost.
That's probably like his kink, like when he's about to finish, it's like...
Yuck. What position,
have you,
like
have you ever heard? Have you ever heard bats mating? It's no. A disturbing sound.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard koalas mating?
No, I haven't.
Terrifying. Mm. It's like... a grumble, but it's like high pitch, but not. And they just go, and it's like, oh, what the fuck was that? And they're just super loud. They sound like monsters, but they just want to.
Well, they are little fucking monsters. Have you seen the things?
Have you seen that video of the koala chasing the little.
It's like fucking, it's just like strolling and then it's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking attack this kid.
He just saw red with that one kid who went straight for the ankles.
And it was just crying, like the baby.
Yeah.
And it wasn't sad, it was just funny.
So funny. We should put that in here. We should put the link for that video, because that's a fucking banger. Mm. Video. That kid is so traumatized for the rest of his life. And it's really funny.
I know.
That's such an Australian thing to happen.
Was it even, like, it would have been here yet, like it has to be.
Koalas, I don't think are anywhere else.
Like, they haven't got them in zoos somewhere else, would they?
I don't think so.
Because I think the whole family that was there were like foreigners.
Yeah. They weren't from here. That's why it's funny. Because it's like, rookie mistake. Don't walk around with koalas.
No, who they're just little walks psychos. Next to a fucking koala?
Yeah, they're actual psychos. Yeah. Them and wombats. Wombats are actually pretty scary. Have you ever been chased by one?
No.
They get really fast. Like, really fast, real quick.
Can't you just, like, boot it if it comes running at you?
Dude, if you hit a wombat with your car gets fucked up and the wombat's usually fine.
Really?
They're so tough. And they're, like, they're literally like a brick. Like, I'm not even joking. They're so fucking stocky and strong. But when they charge at you, they're fucked. And they got, like, huge teeth like rats.
So you can't, like, just super kick it or something?
No. It'll just come back.
It'll just no-sell it?
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of people that I know.
Like Batman. He doesn't fucking sell anyone's shit.
I think Batman would go down to a super kick. Because he's a fucking pussy.
I was about to say, you've been putting Batman over this whole time. Oh, he's going to go down by one super kick. That's it. You think that's the thing that wipes him out is a
he
fucking kick.
He fought Superman and didn't go down. He's literally Super Cena.
But Superman's also a loser. Yeah, it's not much of a win.
It's not
fight.
An accomplishment beating Superman, honestly.
No,
a little bit of kryptonite. Pussy. Fucking weakling.
Yeah, no, I could beat him. I'm gonna give you another
card. Oh, is there another one? How many does it go?
Until whoever tells me to stop. Not like here, but just whoever tells me to stop doing the reading.
Let's go.
We can go 10, we could go only 2, sometimes it's 1. It just depends. But I really like that we got this card. Ah, okay, cool. This is a really good card for you because you're learning. So you got the card of the sun, but it's the card of fertility. And that doesn't mean you're going to have a fucking baby. It means you're going to give birth to a new lifestyle change. You're going to give birth to a new idea. You're going to give birth to like a new creation. You're going to start something new, a new job. new wrestling idea, a new move, a new tag team, could be anything. But the cool thing about it is the sun is a star. You're a fucking star. You're going to become a fucking star. You're going to explode and you're just going to fucking shine. Keep listening to your ideas. Keep fertilizing your ideas. Keep releasing your energy. Keep talking about your ideas. Keep expressing your ideas. Because that's how you're going to become the sun. You're going to become hot. You're going to become quick.
Can I referee more matches with Chiquito?
I don't know if he still has a job. But... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Imagine. Does he give time cues?
Does he give... I think he's pretty good at passing the potatoes at dinner.
Fastball. This is the flipper. The flipper. He's like Sharon Strzelecki. He's also your boyfriend. Yeah. Good. Cry. Release, brother. Release. Get them emotions out. No, that's good shit. That's fucking hilarious. Maybe I know where you're gonna go when you die. I know. When Sid Parker kills you, I know where you're gonna go when you die. You're gonna go to King Chiquito's kingdom. It's like the Valhalla. There'll be like all the other little Chiquitas and Chiquitos, and they're all gonna be virgins, and you're all gonna go there, and there's gonna be like 100 of them or something.
Will he be there, like sitting on his seat, like at the end of the hall? With like a bunch of Chiquitos there.
Yes.
But he's not allowed to hold a staff because if he holds like a staff, it'll just stab him in his own neck because he's...
They give him a toothpick. Because we're eating dinner. There's like a whole long table. It's a feast.
It'd be a pretty short table.
It's a short list, you reckon? Short list of guests. Not many people get in there. I reckon it's a pretty VIP sort of deal, you know. So it's pretty. You're pretty lucky to be welcomed into such a kingdom when you die.
I reckon I'd fit right in there. They wouldn't even notice I'm not like them.
I feel like they would. No,
you reckon?
No, I feel like you'd fit right in.
I'd fit right in?
Yeah. Similar height.
Similar height, yeah. Similar build. I've also got problems with my elbow sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you put your shirt on? Do you struggle to put your shirt on? At all?
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, I've had Sid... Sid has changed me before, just like he changed King Chiquito, so we have that in common.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
We're both infants that don't know how to put their clothes on.
Maybe Sid will get accepted into Chiquito's kingdom too.
Oh, I don't know if Chiquito really likes Sid that much. Because he stole his hat.
No, no one stole his hat.
I believe that Sid Parker stole his hat.
I think you're just throwing accusations out here.
Because he didn't want King Chiquito to leave.
Yeah, he fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did notice that. He was a bit flirty with him.
He was actually his boyfriend.
I don't think you can palm off your boyfriend to other people. But thank you for coming. It's been lovely to get to know you.
Yes, and I will see you again because Sid is not going to kill me.
We could try. Maybe.
He will not kill me. I cannot be put down.
Just like Batman.
Just like Batman.
Yeah. Well, open them wings, brother, and fly high. You're going to need it. You're going to need all the gadgets you can have. I feel like it's going to be a hard fight, but...
I just need to be the man that I am, and I'm going to beat Sid Parker.
I could try. Are you ready to have the near-death experience?
Yes.
Fucking yes! I have to put my coffee over for the second time!
Would you rather, I've got to ask you another question. Would you you rather fuck a goose or a duck?
What's the difference between a goose and a duck?
They sound different and they're slightly different size. Goose has teeth. Ducks have no teeth.
Duck.
Duck.
Yeah.
Rack.
Duck.
Fair enough. Alright, brother. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah. That is one big pile of shit.